The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. You can't see it, but I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face. Always happy to speak to you and hopefully continue our bringing of good coronavirus news to South Africa.
I am ecstatic for you to do that. I just want you to address one thing which is so wacky and not newsworthy, which is the fact that apparently Israel's had like really weird weather. Is that true?
Extremely strange weather. I mean, it is now May, traditionally very, very hot, and we've had 2 days of chilly, rainy weather, which I'm not complaining because anything that brings the rain here, I am happy. The Kinneret is full at the moment, so that's looking good. We're also expecting the possibility of rain this weekend, but we'll see about that. And temperatures set to rise by next week. So very unusual weather, but I think then again, everything about this year is unusual. And as we say, hafuch or alapanim.
Hafuch or alapanim, I like that. Upside down or on the face. But what's not on the face is your COVID developments, because things just seem to be getting better and better. I even read that maybe restaurants might open.
Very, very
so over to you.
That yet again, the trajectory of stats is on a downward spiral. However, it must be said, as we open up, we are expecting there to be an increase in infections. But let's look at where the stats are currently. We have 16,314 confirmed cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. 238 fatalities, but I'm very happy to report that no fatalities since last night. So we've had no new fatalities today, which Baruch Hashem, and may it continue. We have 90 people in serious condition. Those numbers are also coming down. 70 on ventilators. We have 5,549 people at the moment who are infected or sick, but very importantly, 10,527 who have made full recoveries. So as we, you know, monitor the numbers very, very carefully, and believe me, according to Prime Minister Netanyahu, we are making plans in case there is a second wave of coronavirus. I think we've learned from what has happened over the last couple of months to be prepared for any eventuality. And this comes as we're working around the clock to get equipment out to help other countries get equipment. I received quite an alarmed message the other day. How come El Al is flying to China to take PPE equipment to Europe? You know, that's what we do. If we're in a position to help, we're going to help, because we're all in this together. And yesterday's news about the isolation of an important antibody, which, as I'm going to stress again, this is not the vaccine. This is not the cure, but it is a very, very, very significant breakthrough into helping to fight this novel coronavirus. But as we progress, so too do our restrictions start to slowly lift. So today's development is we hope that by Sunday, the kindergartens, the daycare centers will start to open again to very, very controlled numbers, and that that more grades will start going back to school. Also taking place today is the Tel Aviv municipality speaking to restaurant owners, discussing possible plans to open up restaurants in situ where people can sit and where people can eat by next weekend. So some of the ideas that have been discussed is having a bottle of sanitizer or alcohol gel, as we call it here, on every table, single menus, maybe only sitting outside, but we'll only know the finalities once this has been agreed upon and signed off by the health ministry and the finance ministry, and of course all the necessary people involved. Very exciting is that tomorrow the malls will open, the open air markets will open. As I said yesterday, I was in the mall yesterday because just Superfarm and the Anise and the supermarket in the mall were open. Very, very eerie a couple of weeks ago, but yesterday, signs of life You could see shops, even though they're closed, are getting ready to open, disinfecting, very, very strict procedures, how you enter a store, social distancing, all those things that have become part of what we are calling our new normal. So we're really, really hoping that we continue down this very, very positive trajectory.
Amazing, amazing news coming out of Israel. All right, so let's get to more political kind of news. Apparently negotiations for a prisoner swap possibility. Who's, what's being spoken about?
Well, first of all, while this is happening, we have the IDF or the Israel Air Force is striking targets this morning in the Gaza Strip in response to rockets that were fired at Israel last night. So, you know, as I said yesterday, we have to remember that while all this is still happening, while we are very focused on COVID-19 and all those implications, we still have to focus on the other threats facing us. And thank goodness nobody was hurt in the firing of rockets and nothing was damaged. They did land in open fields. But we also have ongoing negotiations or discussions around a possible prisoner release. We still have the remains of two soldiers, Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul, who are still being held in the Gaza Strip by Hamas. These are two soldiers who fell during the 2014 Mifta Tzuk Eitan or Operation Protective Edge. We also have two civilians, Avera Mengistu, and I forget the name of our other young guy who's been held, a young Bedouin who's been held in the Gaza Strip. There are civilians. We've been negotiating around the clock to try and get them out. And while a former member of Mossad says that the talks are progressing, we've also heard from an unnamed official in the Palestinian camp who said it's still early days. It's very, very controversial, these discussions on prisoner swaps, because, you know, if we can remember over the last couple of deals, Israel's policy is we don't leave anybody behind. We've seen this with El Al flights during this crisis, and we've seen it with this ongoing campaign to try and bring those who are still in the Gaza Strip home. But it does come at a tremendous cost and a lot of controversy around these kind of deals.
Really interesting that, and I'm glad I don't need to make those kind of choices. Really, too cowardly to do that. Roline, an issue we haven't discussed much at all this week that's getting a lot of press is the talk of annexation of the Jordan Valley. Do you think that the new Israeli government is going to take advantage of the Trump administration and go ahead and do this?
Well, there are some discussions that this could possibly happen, that on July the 1st, there could be the possibility of annexation of lands around the Jordan Valley. And we are expecting a visit. And I never thought I'd be so happy to say we were expecting a dignitary coming to the country next week, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will visit Israel next week. He'll meet with both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the blue and white chief, Benny Gantz. And I'm sure that top of the list of topics to be discussed will be the possibility of annexing parts of the West Bank. We've heard from Joe Biden, who is the Democratic candidate for the presidential race this year, who said, you know, please don't do anything that would spoil the chances of a two-state solution. We, of course, naturally have heard from the European Union. They are very, very against any kind of annexation plans. We've heard that the Arab League have discussed it, but not too much rhetoric coming from the Arab world. But, of course, the majority of objections to this comes from the European camp.
Is it a particularly populated portion of the West Bank?
Well, it's an area that has that traditionally had a lot of Israeli farmers working in those areas. I don't think it's a situation where we're going to absorb many Palestinians, but it is in a part of the West Bank that is very, very heavily disputed. So, part of the Trump plan was that was put forward is that, you know, Israel does have the right to annex certain land. And there are also some of the opinion that say, you know, stop complaining about Israel annexing. There have been so many opportunities to sign a peace deal and these deals have largely been rejected. All right, just some good news for anybody who follows the German Bundesliga. German Chancellor Merkel has given the go-ahead for the Bundesliga to resume their soccer matches from the middle of this month. So football fans, hey, maybe there's hope.
You are such a multifaceted human being. I never know where you're going to go. And that's the joy of it. Rolien Marks, 5:30. We're going to leave it there. Thank you for making me smile.